This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The most intriguing verse out of all these verses is verse 14. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. He's talking about the sin. God looks at the sin in your life as a wound that needs to be healed. Remember that. That's a word for somebody today. God's looking at maybe the sin in your life and in my life. It's something that needs to be healed. You know, people talk about healing all the time. I'm grateful when God does heal people, but the greatest healing of all is to be forgiven. The greatest healing of all is to have your sins forgiven. And the prophets and the priests were dressing the wound of the people as though it were not serious. Let me give you an illustration. It's the best illustration I know because it happened to me. When I was 19 years old, I was the weekend youth minister at a church. And one summer, I happened to live in the home of the minister and his wife. They were gracious enough to say, instead of you commuting back and forth from the college in Cincinnati, just stay at our house. And I appreciated that. They literally left on vacation one Monday morning, and that night I'm eating my fancy TV dinner that I put in the oven and just sitting there having my dinner when there's a knock at the door. And I opened the door and a woman started screaming, "Get Wally," that was the name of the minister. I said, "Why?" She said, "So-and-so across the street just shot himself in the chest." And I said, "He's not here. He's on vacation. They just left from Oklahoma today." And then without even thinking, she said, "Well, then you come and help me." And I ran over there. The police weren't there. The squad wasn't there. And I'm the only one treating him. And here's a man with a bullet hole in his chest. And all I knew to do was to take a washcloth and fold it over 3 or 4 times, a clean washcloth, and then hold it on his chest. And that's all I did. I held it. I said, call the life squad. And held it and talked to him. He was still conscious. And did I help him by doing that? Yeah, I think I did. Did I solve his problem? No. Why? He needed surgery. He needed to have surgery within the hour. He needed to have something done to remove the bullet. He needed to make sure blood vessels that had been perhaps impacted or severed needed to be reconnected. His lung needed to be worked on. And so all I did was temporary. And that's the analogy that Jeremiah, the prophet of God, says, this is what the prophets and priests do. They're just covering the wounds. Covering the wounds of my people, the sin, but they're not really, really dealing with it. Is there anything in your life called a wound that you've been covering up for years? Anything going on in your past or your present that you know you've been covering up for years? Let me give you a dramatic piece of writing here. This is so involved that don't try to write it down because I've got copies out in the Welcome Center and you can take this. I made so many copies so that people in each service could take them. It's from Steve Arterburn, who I quoted earlier. It's a little test you can give yourself. He has a test where you can find out if you have wounds in your life that need healing. Are there major chunks of your childhood that you cannot remember, that perhaps are blocked out because of some unpleasant, painful event? Yes or no? Was your family so dysfunctional that you have no idea what normal means and you often have to guess what's normal? That's interesting. Do you feel different from other people as if they were given a set of instructions on how to live it that you were never available to you? Is your life full of the overs, overachieving, overworking, overeating, overdrinking, overmedicating, overspending, overchurching? Well, obviously, we're out of time today on Cross Hope, but we'll continue this message exactly where we leave off today on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.